Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com.
On today's episode, I'm going to tell you a really cool thing I did with the Fire TV and Her, but there are some new things that you can do with Her, and you know what I mean by Her. I'm trying to avoid the A word, but check this out. What will the weather be at 5 p.m. today?
In Cuyahoga Falls, at 5 p.m., it'll be 10 degrees with intermittent clouds.
That's pretty cool that you can do that. What are the top skills of 2017?
All of my skills are great, but here are a few that were the most loved in 2017. Do you want to try Would You Rather for family?
No. Now, what Would You Rather is she gives you two different scenarios and you have to pick which one you want. I have not played that yet, but I've heard a lot about it.
Would you like to try Jeopardy?
And we've played that here on the show. That's a lot of fun.
Do you want to try Inspire Me?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to Inspire Me. Whenever you need a bit of inspiration, just say, Alexa, inspire me, and I'll play you an inspirational audio clip. To start you off, here's some inspirational words from Jennifer Lopez.
Nobody knows what you can do but you. Nobody can tell you. If I tell you all the people who told me I wasn't going to act or sing or dance or I wasn't good at it or I should stop or I should quit or even after I became famous, you know, for doing these things, you know, I would be locked in a house somewhere doing nothing. The truth is nobody knows what's inside of you. Only you know what's inside of you. Only you know what you can accomplish and what you're capable of and what your gut and your dreams and your desires and your wants and your ability, you only know. Nobody else knows. So whatever you feel in your heart and in your gut, you should follow that. Follow that. And then if that changes one day, that's fine too. Then you follow that. But you're the only one who knows. Nobody else.
Okay, well, that was interesting.
To hear your favorite clips, just ask for the speaker you want by name. For example, you could say, play Steve Jobs from Inspire Me. To get more personalized content, please link your account using your Alexa app.
Interesting. So that's some new things that you can do. Last night, of course, was New Year's Eve. I could have said, play classy, classic New Year's Eve from Amazon Music.
The playlist, Classy, Classic New Year's Eve from Amazon Music.
Tree of life. Alexa, stop. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's, there are still some things that she can't do. For example, I threw out my back this weekend. And if I say, what's the best thing to do for pulled muscles?
I don't know, but I'm always learning.
There you go. So she's not great with, you know, basically doing a search. And for the record, I have a Google Mini. I'm not sure that would do much better anyways. Things like that, you have to be in front of a computer. But the really cool thing that I did this weekend, and I remember the first time that I had her turn on the lights, and I was like, whoa, that was cool, is I have a Fire TV. Now, you need either a Fire Stick or a Fire TV, and I think all the new ones come with a... with her enabled on it. And so I was like, you know what? I saw it on the commercial and you just go into the app and your devices will be in the app. So I was able to say, hey, here's my, I have a Fire TV. It looks like a little CD player basically, except there's no CD for it. And there's that. And you basically said, hey, pair this with, in my case, I have an Echo in the living room. And what's cool is I can now say things like, Alexa, play The Detour on Hulu. Now, I have a Hulu account, but it's really cool that it just all of a sudden that came up on my TV. So you can control your TV with that. And if you're like, well, which on one hand, you know, it's not that hard to navigate her on that device. If you're wondering, a Fire Stick is $39.99 and the Fire TV with 4K is $69.99. And so if you get the old, I don't know that they even sell the old version of her with that, but it's not that hard to navigate without it, because I have the original Fire Stick. But after doing this, it's one of those where it's like, ooh, now it is hard. It's one of those things that's like, you don't think it's bad until you see better. And then you're like, ooh, I want that. Now, the other thing, and this is not really Alexa related, but I thought I would talk about it briefly, is I mentioned in last week's episode that what Amazon did to get around, Amazon and Google don't play nice together. And so what they did was Google removed the YouTube app from Fire TV. And so what Amazon did was they added Firefox to the Fire Stick. And what's hilarious about this is I was like, okay, because this, again, if you've never seen a Fire TV kind of remote, it has this little circle and a button in the middle. And, you know, so I fire up the Firefox app, and it fires up, and giant button that says YouTube. And then there are other things. There's a place to look at pictures and a couple other ones. And of course you can actually surf the internet. And I thought, how is that going to be like? And again, I'm using an old Fire TV. I can't talk to have it type or anything like that. And it really wasn't that bad. I was surprised with the interface. Now you have to, you know, move the wheel and go left to right to find the letter and blah, blah, blah. But it was really, they make it super easy to go to YouTube. And then from YouTube, of course, you then have to type in what you're searching for. But the experience for being on the TV was not as horrendous as I thought it was going to be. Now, is it anywhere near doing it on a computer where you've got a keyboard? No, but I thought it was actually pretty interesting. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Because there are times when on my TV that I do want to go to the internet. And now I can just go to my Amazon Fire and surf the internet that way. Now let's see what's going on in Amazon news. All right. The big news this week was her app. Again, trying to avoid the A word here. It topped the charts in the Apple Store. It grabbed the top spot on Christmas. And what that basically does is it points to a trend that's taking place in mass. Last Christmas, the highest ranking her app was able to get was number 4. This is according to data from Sensor Tower. And while the app hit number 1 in the U.S. this year, it also fared well in other markets, such as the U.K. The app hit number 2 in both Germany and Austria. It climbed to number 5. And that just points to a global holiday trend where people were buying things that were powered by her, like smart speakers, in just greater numbers. Now, for comparison's sake, the companion app for the Google Home smart speakers rose from 38 on Christmas Eve to number 6 on the U.S. App Store, and number 21 all the way up to 6 on Google Play. However, that doesn't necessarily point to a spike in Google Home smart speaker sales, as that app also works with Chromecast. And so it's kind of interesting to see that, but really taking the number 1 spot was pretty amazing. And it's, I don't know about you, you know, we were talking about the Inspiration app. Anybody else hear the sound of Steve Jobs rolling in his grave? I just cannot help but think that if Steve Jobs was around, Amazon would not be having this kind of lead in technology. So that is going to do it for this episode of the Alexa Cast. All I ask is if you could do us a favor, if you plan on shopping anytime at Amazon, just go to the alexacast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners and shop and buy whatever you want. It doesn't cost you an extra dime, and it helps keep the lights on here at the Alexa Cast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy New Year, everyone, and we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Alexa Cast. I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.